Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. As a reminder, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Of course, a lot of NFL Super Bowl 50 talk and some NBA. We're going to shift gears completely. Let's get some MLB offseason news and notes and zero in on the Houston Astros. Of course, last year, 86-76 in the 2015 season, and back in the saddle is our very own from YSR, Andy Pondillo. Good evening, Andy.
Well, it's fun to be here, and I'm ready to get this thing started. You know, you're talking Super Bowl, but that also means once it's over, spring training just a couple weeks away.
Oh, ready to roll up the sleeves and get after it. So talk about a big press conference earlier this week with the Astros. They have acquired Doug Fister.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting for the Astros. They get him on a one-year deal, so the commitment isn't very strong. You know, you were looking at pitchers. The Astros were going after Yovani Gallardo, a guy you're going to have to give 3-4 years to. You have to give up a draft pick to get him. Now, what I believe is a better pitcher for only 1 year, the Astros utilizing the strategy of buying low, getting Fister off an injury, shortened season. But if you go back 2 years ago, Doug Fister 16-6, a 2.41 ERA, a top of the rotation arm. So on the high side, he becomes your number two. On the low side, maybe he's not as good anymore. He becomes the guy that gets you 180 innings, and he's your number four. I think it's a win-win for spending $7 million with incentives.
It's a big acquisition with Doug Fister. What kind of depth will they have with their pitching this year?
I like their pitching a lot now with the starting rotation. You get Wandy Rodriguez on a minor league deal as well. They have different options in the starting rotation. They have the most dominant pitcher in the American League last year in Dallas Keuchel. So now you need to find pitchers to build out that rotation with them. It was a strong rotation last year. You lose Scott Kazmir to free agency, but then you pick up Fister. Is Colin McHugh going to continue to keep getting better? And then Lance McCullers is the young guy, man. His rookie season was as good as you can ask out of any rookie. Does he become that true top of the rotation guy as well? The important thing is they have five guys in that rotation who can get you through six innings consistently. And when you have that in your rotation, it gives your bullpen a chance, it gives your offense a chance. It really shapes up nicely for the Astros.
What has been your evaluation of the Astros' approach in the offseason and just some of the moves that they're making and trying to set themselves up for success?
The interesting thing is it still doesn't look like they're willing to break the bank on a lot of players. And especially offensively, you kind of wondered, would they go after a Jason Hayward? Would they go after a Ben Zobrist? And they really didn't. And I think that's concerning to some people, but at the same time, I think Jeff Luhnow is extremely careful who he's going to pay, who he's going to lock up in terms of a lot of years, and really who he's going to bring into that clubhouse. This is one of the best clubhouses in all of baseball. Offensively, I am a bit concerned that they didn't go out and get another on-base guy. At the same time, it's a lineup where a lot of things, if they were to go right, it could be one of the more elite offenses in the league.
It is our Astros MLB offseason news and notes with our very own, the familiar voice, Andy Pondillo. Andy, reach out to our national audience, and how can they connect with you online? Because I know you've been putting some good stuff out there, even in the offseason.
Yeah, definitely. It's ESPN975.com here in Houston, and then we have a podcast, Astro Chat, that's on that.
Okay, it's kind of interesting from me following the Astros, even in the offseason. Evan Gattis, he's trimmed down a bit. What's going on with that? What was the motivation? Was he really overweight?
Well, I guess you could say he was a little bit, but you know, he had a lot of power too. He was your typical standard designated hitter. The problem was is that I don't think he put up the numbers to be a static DH, meaning that's all he plays as designated hitter the entire year. His numbers were okay, but if he had those numbers at the catcher position, they would actually look pretty good. And what it really did is it made the Astros not be able to be flexible with their lineups. You couldn't DH George Springer when he was banged up a little bit. You couldn't DH Carlos Gomez when he was dinged up. And now if you have a guy in Gattis who formerly was a catcher before coming to Houston, if he catches some of the time, if you rotate him in left field, if you rotate him and Jason Castro between DH and catcher, it adds lineup flexibility to the Astros. The designated hitter can be a very nice gift for a team that has banged up players. We rotate guys in and out. I think that the Astros might try to experiment a little more with that. Can he do it? Can he play first base? Can he play outfield? Can he catch? You know, they're going to have to experiment with that in spring training. I'm not convinced yet, but he's on the right track with losing weight.
Okay, the Astros, as I said earlier, 86 wins in the 2015 season. Give me the reasons why you think the Astros can exceed, say, 90 wins.
Well, they definitely have the depth when it comes to starting rotation right now. That's the first thing you always look at with a team. But even more importantly almost now is that you start to look at the bullpens. I've been proven wrong a few times in recent years in the way that baseball has turned, with the Royals team that shortens a game to 5 or 6 innings, a Yankees team that could do the same. I've seen bullpens basically supplement a lot of shortcomings for teams. I've seen bullpens fix bad offenses. I've seen them fix very poor rotations, and it's not the way the game was played 10 years ago. So, you know, I start to look at the Astros bullpen. Can they be that type of pen? I don't know if they're that dominant, but Ken Giles definitely adds the depth to it. So if they can become that team that nails down to 7, 8, 9 innings, and they weren't that team at the end of last year, if they switch that, that could be as much as 4 or 5-plus wins a year. Also, you look at guys coming into the lineup. John Singleton, is he going to be the first baseman? There's some debate about that. If he is, does he put up those numbers a lot of people project him to? If he did, that turns the entire offense around. That adds wins to the team almost automatically. And then just you look at the progression. Does Carlos Correa progress? Does the young players on this team, George Springer, Jose Altuve, can he actually continue to keep building on what he's already done? There's a lot of potential bats in this lineup that could be explosive. You just got to keep them healthy and then see what happens.
Our very own Andy Pondillo stepping in studio right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, with our off-season MLB news and notes. Have a great weekend, Andy.
Sounds great.
Much more straight ahead tonight right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter @ERadioSports. We will be right back.